Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Siding Unlimited, WTMJ News Time, 6:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Bringing in our friend and teammate from across the hall, host of the afternoon show on 101.7 The Truth and former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant, Dr. Ken Harris. Late night for you, Dr. Ken. You want to make an opening statement?
The only opening statement, well, first of all, good morning. How's everybody?
Yes.
Well, good morning.
Wide awake.
Well, I'm not. So the only statement I want to make about last night is the S&P 500 futures are up 2.31%, Dow futures 3%, NASDAQ 1.7%, Ethereum 9.74%, and the Russell 2000 over 6%. However, oil is down. So that kind of tells you what the market and the economy, the importance to people here in America, that, well, at least half of them, and if it gets the popular vote, it's going to be something pretty interesting for the Democratic Party to have to decipher, because they're going to have to retool everything. They got rid of an old white guy, and we elected an old white guy. And I say that, you know, tongue in cheek, but it was a significant win. And the next 4 years are going to be very interesting.
Do you think it would have mattered who the candidate was, or how much of this is just because it's the former President Donald Trump?
I think it was because it was President Donald Trump. The, you know, Kristen Bray said it last night that you can't, and I'm paraphrasing, but you can't, when you look at his makeup, all the things that he did, the way he talked, even with the personal issues and the criminal indictment and the conviction, the fact that he was able to do what he did, Jessica talked about it, how we've gone from January 6th to two assassination attempts to the change and who's running for, like, all those things happened, if you think about it, within the last 90 days.
Talking with Dr. Ken Harris from 101.7 The Truth. Interesting, you mentioned a retooling that the Democrats would need to do. They had this conversation, Dr. Ken, in 2016, and there was a period there of maybe it was weeks, maybe it was months, of what do we need to do to reach back out, to reappeal to the American voters? What did, you know, looking inside their own house and saying, where did we go wrong? But then it seemed like that conversation quickly evaporated. Granted, you can say they turned things around and won in 20, but is this the same conversation now, 8 years later?
The Democrats chose, well, let me just say it. Democrats did what they always do. They want to tell you what's important, how you should spend your money, and where you should go. The people told them in the polls, it's the economy, stupid. They didn't listen. They made it abortion. They made it shoring up the border, when in fact, everybody told them it's the economy. Gas and groceries. When those affect me, it affects the way I vote. Even, I think the African-American males were at 24%. That's unheard of. The Hispanic males, it's unheard of for the Republican Party to get those numbers, but they did. And that's because the Democratic Party does not listen.
You know, CNN in their exit polling showing the Trump campaign making significant, still losing certainly a majority of those votes in Latino and African-American community, but making gains there. Certainly that math works out to be enough to make up for losses perhaps from suburban women.
Well, when America is technically a majority minority, if I get enough of the lower percentage numbers and whites, I can win anything. He just proved it. He showed everybody, even in states that he was supposed to lose, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, but yet he won. So the writing's on the wall.
And Wisconsin does what Wisconsin does. Trump wins, but so does Senator Tammy Baldwin.
That is correct. So, because people think that remaining, especially locally, keeping the same person is usually more important than changing. So, and Wisconsin just doesn't like to change.
Dr. Ken Harris, host of the afternoon show on 101.7 The Truth. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.